When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's. Check out all their locations in Lincoln and around the state, and go to RaisingCane's.com. One love. We have a special visitor for the spillover.
Yes, we do.
It's not Raph. It's not AD. It's not Bill. It is the man that will be honored this weekend at the Nebraska-Northern Iowa game for the newest Hall of Famer. That's Terrell Farley, also on the Captain 10 to Noon. Farley, what's up?
What's up, guys? What's up? My voice is getting better.
Yeah, it was always good, Farley.
Yeah, well, you lost a little bit?
Yeah, I was a cheerleader Saturday.
Were you a cheerleader?
Yeah.
Do you have a cheerleading uniform on?
Yeah, they threw me in the air. I did my little flips and things like that.
I missed the video of that, Farley.
Yeah, I don't want to see you get thrown in.
Well, they dropped me on one of them, so I didn't go back up on the next one.
Farley's going into the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a big week for you.
Yeah.
And I think I've congratulated you, but I'm going to congratulate you publicly now. And I did watch Farley play. I'm old enough to remember it. And I always say Nebraska needs more players like Farley. Explosive difference makers. Guys that you can... Well, you know what you were, Farley? Please just don't be embarrassed when I compliment you. You were the type of player that you pay money to see. That you made the price of admission worth it. And there's not that many players you say that about. There's not. You are that exciting. You know, that's you. Now, Nebraska did have, they had several players back in the day like that, but they needed more of them now.
Yes.
Well, I had 10 other guys. So without those 10 black shirts, it wouldn't be a Terrell Farley. So, you know,
I don't know about that.
I have to thank those guys for.
I appreciate you saying that.
Let's keep in mind, though. Yeah, Farley is a Hall of Famer despite just two seasons at Nebraska.
I know.
Not four, not three. Two. Well, two.
22 games.
22 games.
Yeah.
But you made a huge impact.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no, he did.
You're damn right, I did.
Yeah, he did. Now you've really, like, you've gotten smooth on radio. That's the thing I've really noticed. You feel comfortable behind the mic, it looks like.
Well, I watch you guys, but I watch everybody. I watch every show.
Do you?
I listen to Shannon Sharp, them talk. I listen to a different variety of people. Just to, you know, you got to, when you do talk radio, you got to be in your own comfort zone. I don't think people know that. You got to be yourself. You got to be authentic. But you also have to have a lot of knowledge of what you're talking about. You have to be correct on a lot of stuff. Most of the time you have to be correct, but
I'm not always.
Don't really throw out false information and false advertising, because, you know, then it's bad radio.
But you get your show in and out of breaks and stuff like that, and that's not easy to do.
Well, you know, me and Vershawn, we've been, that's the good thing about me and Vershawn. We've been knowing each other for 30 years.
30 years.
So we
still happening.
I know the ins and outs of them. We do fuss like a old couple. But,
you do. You definitely do.
But it's good for radio. You know, I can't agree with something every time somebody says something, because I have my own opinion, just like he has his own opinion. But we mix it well, and we have a good guy with us named Bach.
Jake
Bachoven.
Mm-hmm.
Bachoven, whatever his last name is. But
Bachoven.
Yeah, but I think we got a great team. We're nothing close to the early break guys. So, you know, we got our own swag.
You know what? I want to ask you a question. you've probably talked about it on air, but just for the sake of the spillover, who recruited you to Nebraska?
Turner Gill.
It was Turner.
Turner Gill did a great job.
Turner Gill.
From where I came from, or not where I came from in football wise, I only started 1 year in high school, played a lot my junior year. I did sign with Arkansas State out of high school.
Arkansas State. Yeah. Jake, did you know that?
I knew that. He told me that last Friday.
I had some guys from JUCO come talk to me and kind of talk me out of it. And then I had a great first year in JUCO. My second year was even better.
That's beautiful.
That's the Farley way there.
My third year in college was even better than that one.
Yep.
And then my fourth one was kind of like a little tank dive. But at the same time, I'm very happy for my career and what I did in football.
Explosive player.
I think I really changed the linebacker mentality at Nebraska from going from big, heavy guys to 205-pound guys that, you know, I was just ahead of my time.
You were. So, hey, now listen, Jake. That's a great way to put it. You were ahead of your time.
Yeah.
And you know what, guys? You were a pioneer, and those are special players. They don't come around very often, Jake. Guys that can legitimately say, I was ahead of my time. Farley was ahead of his time.
Imagine Farley in the same linebacker group as like Levante David. Smaller dudes that were fast and just, again, pioneers.
Well, yeah, David was that one.
David
was that one.
I had another small linebacker, and I give him a lot of credit because Jamil Williams was just probably as better as me. But he didn't get the limelight. I mean, his senior year.
You think he was as good as you?
Yeah, I think he was faster than me. We was the same size.
I remember Jamel very well.
I think I blitzed a little better than him and covered a little better. But at the same time, we was two running linebackers.
Right, fast, Jake. Yeah, so fast, off the edge.
And I always put Jamel in the category with me because if I wanted to play with some linebackers, it would probably be Jamel Williams and Levante David.
Yeah. Cut out of the same cloth.
Yeah.
You were playing at the same time as Terwilliger, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes they play him in heavy sets, kind of.
You goal line.
Goal line.
I'm not a goal line guy.
Well, I mean.
I can play fourth and short because I'll dive over there, but I'm not a goal line type of guy, though. Right. You know, really, I could take on ISOs and all that, but when you go probably that heavy line, that overset, that offset line like that with an extra lineman in, then you probably can take me out.
Ryan Terwilliger.
Great guy.
Yeah, and Jake, he was a prototypical big in-the-box linebacker, right? I mean, he was big. Like, would you say 230?
Yeah.
Like that, 6'2", 230. Then Farley was the pioneer. Kind of a smaller linebacker, but fast as hell, but he hold up in contact really well.
Yeah, I mean, When they made that decision to switch over to me, the first thing Coach told me was that Ryan did nothing wrong. He actually was playing good, but I was playing better. So, you know, and I still see Terwilliger to this day, and we are great friends. And you know, he still was able to come in and spill over when I was suspended. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's just the type of depth we had at Nebraska back then.
Farley, I remember the conversation pretty well. The Terwilliger, Farley, we're kind of moving towards Farley now. I remember it pretty well. They're moving towards speed.
And now he's a Hall of Famer. Catch Farley.
That's amazing.
Catch Farley every day, 10 to noon here on the ticket with the Vershawn Jackson, Jake Pacco, and also again this weekend. We'll be honored for a Hall of Famer at the field. Mm-hmm. You'll be on the pregame show too, though. You're coming to pregame.
Yeah, I'll Jake, be pregame.
Pioneer.
The pioneer.
He was before his time.
I'll be throwing up the black shirt sign when they introduce me on the field.
That's
we
nice.
Look forward to that.
Hey. I can't wait to see that.
All right.
The Drive with Raf, AD, and AG is next for Steve Sippel, Bill Bush, Terrell Farley. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.